This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The twice-yearly ritual known as New York Fashion Week starts on Thursday, but it's entirely possible it's not going to be the same kind of ritual much longer. Designers and fashion houses are having to change how they work as the economy changes around them. Elizabeth Holmes covers fashion and retail for the Wall Street Journal. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kai.
What are you expecting out of the shows this year? I mean, they're doing some changes this year at Fashion Week.
So Fashion Week is having a little bit of its own identity crisis right now. For years and years and years, the model was a very sort of closed and exclusive system where clothes were shown 4, 5, 6 months in advance of when they'd actually show up in stores. And that gave buyers and editors time to sort of preview a collection, pick what they like, and then, you know, present it to the customer. Well, enter social media, which has kind of blown up this whole model. And anybody anywhere can see pictures from a show almost immediately. And basically what's happened is the customer has gotten really impatient. They get really excited about the clothes that they see, and then they're told that they have to wait 6 months before they can buy it.
Yeah.
And it's a broken model, and it's not working.
So do you think everybody's going to follow Burberry, and this is just the way it's going to be? You see it, and boom, you can probably buy it right there at the show on your smartphone.
Well, it's funny. New York-based designer Rebecca Minkoff said in December that she was going to do this, that she was going to re-show her spring collection this season. And, you know, she's a smaller brand, a contemporary brand, and she announced that in December. And it was sort of a bold move for a smaller name to do that. And now a number of guys have come out and said, you know, we're going to do that too. The Council of Fashion Designers of America, which represents, you know, hundreds of designers here in the U.S., have said, you know, we're doing this study with Boston Consulting Group to kind of reimagine what a fashion show should be.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, you know, from a business standpoint, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, no,
these designers spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on these really flashy productions, and they get the customer really excited. So why wouldn't they want to try to make them buy as soon as possible?
Yeah, no, it totally does make sense. But there's something else going on here too, right? Because the brands and the designers are taking advantage of Instagram and social media, and some of them anyway, getting their looks out there before the show actually hits. And it's a little bit like Super Bowl ads, right? Because we saw Super Bowl ads online, you know, a week before the actual game. Are they stealing any of their own pizzazz, or is it all part of the same strategy, I guess?
Well, it's funny because just a couple of years ago, these brands were like, oh, no, you know, not social media. That's not glossy enough, you know, for our beautiful clothing. And now they've, you know, sort of come full circle where you're right. They preview things beforehand, you know, get people excited to watch their show and to tune in.
Yeah.
And I think it's sort of the democratization of fashion. The other element that's happening here and another reason why they're sort of speeding things up is the fast fashion players, the Zaras and the H&Ms of the world are able to copy this stuff really quickly. So within 6 weeks of a show happening, you can see that stuff show up in a Zara, whereas the designer might not have it for another, you know, 4 or 5 months.
One more thing, and then I'll let you go. How long do you suppose until this whole idea of a fashion week and seasons of fashions just sort of goes away, and these designers invent something, and bam, it's out there, and we don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of fashion week, and oh, we got to wait till fall, you know?
Well, I think seasonless dressing is a big topic that a lot of people are talking about. I also think that Fashion Week as an industry, you know, event is not going to be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
That all these designers are going to have private showroom appointments where they sort of wine and dine their buyers and editors that way.
Hmm.
And then for public consumption, they will still want to do something once or twice a year to kind of get people really excited.
Hmm.
The shoppers, that is, that, you know, that can come and open their wallets at the store. But yeah, this current model is just not going to last.
Elizabeth Holmes covers fashion and retail for the Wall Street Journal. Elizabeth, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai.